You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Earlier this week, Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Dianne Feinstein delivered remarks at the hearing on police use of force and community relations. Here are the edited comments of Senator Feinstein.
On May 25th, a Minneapolis police officer knelt on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes. Mr. Floyd repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Bystanders begged the officer to stop, but he continued to choke Mr. Floyd until his body went limp, his life extinguished. Now, what was the unforgivable crime that led an officer, to kill this unarmed 46-year-old black man? He was suspected of using a counterfeit $20 bill to buy groceries during a global pandemic. Personally, this is beyond anything I can imagine, and I hope it is beyond anything you can imagine. George Floyd isn't the first unarmed black man or woman to be killed by police. The names are etched into this country's consciousness. Breonna Taylor, an emergency medical worker, shot 8 times by Louisville, Kentucky police while asleep in her home. Eric Garner, choked to death by an NYPD officer for selling cigarettes. Freddie Gray, killed after being taken into custody by Baltimore police for possessing a knife. Walter Scott, shot in the back by North Charleston police after being stopped for a bad brake light. Stephon Clark, killed by Sacramento police in his grandmother's backyard for breaking windows. And Michael Brown, shot 6 times by Ferguson police while his hands were raised in the air. And just last weekend, the Atlanta police were called to respond to reports of a young man asleep in his car and blocking a fast food restaurant's drive-through. Even though the young man moved his car to a nearby space when asked by the police, the encounter ended when Rayshard Brooks was shot in the back 2 times as he ran away. I don't know how anyone can read these stories or see the videos and not conclude that something is radically wrong in this country, and we've got to move to stop this epidemic of deadly force against black Americans. Remarkably, in the wake of George Floyd's death, Attorney General Barr has refused to open a pattern and practice investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. How can that be? Anyone who has seen the video of George Floyd's last 9 minutes of life has seen that none of the officers at the scene objected or intervened to help a man who was pleading for his life. And I think the video shows the truth in that. So enough is enough. Last week, Senator Booker and Harris introduced the Justice in Police Act. That's a bill that would implement many of the recommendations of the Task Force on 21st Century Policing, and it would require real accountability for police use of force. I want to commend them and thank them. And Mr. Chairman, I hope this committee will take that bill seriously. We can hold hearings, we can process it, and perhaps we can make some progress. This isn't a simple bill. It's quite comprehensive. It addresses tough issues, and it makes notable changes. Let me just list a couple. It bans the use of chokeholds or carotid holds by law enforcement officers. It prohibits the use of racial profiling by police officers. In other words, ending police targeting of individuals for criminal investigation based on their race, ethnicity, or national origin. Long overdue. It creates a police misconduct registry that would collect the disciplinary of termination history of officers so that potential employers would be aware of an officer's past misconduct. It gives subpoena authority to the Justice Department to conduct these pattern or practice investigations, which would ensure that investigators could obtain all the information they need to conduct thorough investigations of systemic police misconduct. It also eliminates the defense of qualified immunity so that police officers are held accountable for misconduct. These are difficult issues, but they must be addressed. And I really want to congratulate both of my colleagues for putting this bill together and bringing it to us. Meaningful reform is long overdue, Mr. Chairman, and I look forward to our careful evaluation of this bill over the coming weeks. So thank you, Senator Booker and Harris, as well as Representatives Bass and Nadler, for your leadership on this issue. I hope we will be able to have Attorney General Barr before us. He has not agreed to come thus far, but among other things, the Attorney General needs to explain why the Justice Department appears to have abandoned practice or pattern or practice cases, and specifically, why the department has declined to open a broader investigation into police misconduct within the Minneapolis Police Department following George Floyd's killing. Mr. Chairman, we have much to do. I don't think we can leave these happenings in abeyance without taking action, and so I trust we will do just that. Thank you very much.